He shoots. He scores! And so could you. Want to win a pair of tickets to see the Brooklyn Nets play the Chicago Bulls on November 30th at the Barclays Center? Leave a review on iTunes between November 3rd through November 9th for our 6 weeks to fitness podcast, and you could be one of 5 lucky winners randomly chosen.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson, resident of Body Sculpt of New York. Welcome to 6 weeks to fitness episode number 15, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, this week's episodes of 6 weeks of Fitness is supported by the Brooklyn Nets. Go Brooklyn! Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@sixweeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this program, I will be joined by my co-host, certified nutrition and diet specialist Orvel Douglas, and our special guest from London, England, Coral Hall, who will share her journey towards optimum health and how her online consultations with Orvel has helped her on this journey. You don't want to miss this episode. Now, remember the words of Abraham Lincoln, who said, "In the end, it's not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your years." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 weeks of Fitness. Coral Hall, born and raised in Birmingham, England, now lives in London. She has a history of obesity, coronary heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes in her family. And over a year ago, Coral was diagnosed with raised blood sugar and cholesterol levels. But instead of taking the traditional route of pharmaceuticals to treat these problems, Coral changed her lifestyle, consulted online with our nutritionist Orvel Douglas, and is now on the road to optimum health. And I am pleased to welcome Coral to our program. Hi, Coral, how are you?
Hello there. I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, how's the weather in London?
Awful. It's raining. It's cold.
Huh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, it's a little sunny here as I speak to you, but it's kind of cool on the chilly side in New York as well. But welcome. We welcome you to the program in any case.
Thank you very much.
Now, I understand you and Orvel grew up in Birmingham.
Yes, Smedic, in the West Midlands.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long have you known them?
Junior or secondary school?
Probably since around, maybe since around, I was around maybe 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 or 12. So that's, you know, that's 40 years. Something like that, yeah.
So it's a couple of years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, a few years ago. Yes, absolutely.
Hey, time flies, but you know, it's all about the quality of our health as we grow older, as you guys know. Now, Coral, tell us a little more about yourself and your family background. What type of work do you do?
Oh, you won't even like this one. I'm actually coming from a nursing background, and I now work in pharmaceutical sales. So quite the opposite of what my true passions and loves.
Okay.
I do sales, pharmaceutical sales. And I've been doing that, but I'm actually on a further journey since I've been obviously, you know, finding myself, be more healthy and everything. I've actually decided to become a health coach myself, and I'm studying to nutrition. So I'm getting away from the thing that I don't even believe in or like.
That's good on you.
Oh, okay.
Good on you.
But if you want a little bit more about my background, I was brought up health-wise. My family, we come from a Seventh-day Adventist background, so I've always actually been brought up to try and eat healthy and live healthy, you know, spiritually and physically. I would say my eating habits as a child didn't involve me having pork or caffeine or you know, Coca-Cola and things like that. That's something that my parents didn't give to me. But my sort of eating habits sort of got a little bit astray when I started living on my own, both as a student nurse and when I first moved to London. You know, your money's not great. So, you know, you're more into the fast food. Well, fast food is, but processed foods way of living, you know, things, anything that didn't involve me standing over the cooker long, that's my way of, you know, providing for myself as a young adult.
Yes, well, I think that's mostly with everyone. You know, most people, you know, they, you know, tend not to, you know, they want something now. And they, you know, so yes, they basically say, I don't have time to cook. You know, I'm working all the time. So I understand that, you know, but it's good that you actually decided to make that transition to actually, you know, change all that.
Yeah. So that's for the early days. That's where the weight gain originally came from as a young adult. My sort of, not taking food as seriously as I should.
Okay. Well, here in the States, we also have a major problem with food. Basically, we can't get enough of it, unfortunately. And obesity rates here in the States are very high, as you in the UK know. So, and you know, as well, it leads to so many chronic diseases like heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, and, you know, and it's getting worse. So, but it's totally up to us. We have to take responsibility for our own lives. And that's what we try to do at 6 Weeks of Fitness, to encourage our listeners to take control of their life, because you only have one, and you take care of it, you can enjoy it as you should. Am I right? Do you agree with that?
I totally agree
with it also as well. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you mentioned some of the reasons why you think your health deteriorated on that to that level. But now, prior to consulting with Orvel, what did you do on your own to make the some changes?
I did a few of those crazy diet things, you know, in the sense
crazy
like
diet
I,
things.
You know, like you not eating. Oh, I won't have any breakfast. I won't have any of this, you know, you know, starve myself, and I'll just have one meal for the day type of, you know, behavior at first. I'm always thinking I'm not hungry. So I think Orville picked that up when we did the first, food diary. You notice I don't eat an awful lot.
Yes, absolutely.
I do go long periods without eating. And, snacks, you know, having lots of snacks. I think that was one of the habits as well, that I used to think, oh, well, it was only a sandwich, it was only crackers. obviously it doesn't help, because obviously you're not feeding yourself. And then it was the last time I had that cholesterol check, and the GP wanted to put me on to medication, but I realized I needed to take a check of what I was doing. So before consulting with Orville, I'd already started, like looking at juicing and eating, increasing my vegetables and fruit intake. I had started to cut down on my wheat. I found that I was more bloated when I had wheat, and I actually am a bit of a bread crazy person. I like my bread. So yes, I realized that was something I had to do.
I think most people...
I was struggling. I was just thinking I'm just plateauing all the time.
Yes. Most people struggle with bread. Everyone, you know, that's one of the things that they find very hard to give up is bread. Bread and cakes. I would say bread is the top one. And very hard to give up bread.
Yeah.
Most definitely. So what made you reach out to Orvel?
Last year, January, I took time out, like you've identified, I've mentioned. I really wanted to move out of the pharmaceutical industry, and I wanted a new life, you know, living a more clean life in the Caribbean. You know, somewhere where it's more healthy, more sunshine. You know, I'm not getting that over here. So I moved to St. Lucia, and I was sitting at the desk one day, and I thought, you know, I could ask Orville to help me. I don't even know where it came from, but I thought I would ask Orville. So I inboxed him and asked him, and he was more than happy to take me through the proper steps, what I could be doing on a daily basis for myself, and this being my lifestyle, not a fad diet in the way of changing my eating habits. And, and I've not looked back really, because it consolidated everything that I, you know, and you know it, but you're not doing it. So it really helped to help me to focus. And, lots of tidbits that I hadn't known as well.
Okay. And now you guys worked out a consultation program where he consulted with you for about 10 sessions.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. 10 sessions.
And this was over the internet, correct?
Yes, we did it on Skype.
On Skype, so it's online.
That's really good. Online consultation, that's good, because it doesn't really matter where you are. Sometimes, you know, anywhere in the world you can be, it doesn't matter. If you have some kind of online connection where we can talk, then it's really good, because, you know what I mean, because then there's no excuse. So, you know, you can actually, you know, if you know someone who knows what they're talking about, instead of you have to fly all the way to see them, you know, you can just call them on the phone or, you know, like Skype and actually, you know, speak to each other and get, you know, get the knowledge that you need.
Now that is the beauty of the internet. That is really amazing. So this way we can actually reach more people throughout the world with what we're trying to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how much did you weigh, Coral, when you first started the program to change your lifestyle?
Yeah, I was 88.4 kilos, which is about 194 pounds.
I see. And how tall are you?
And I'm 5 foot 4. I'm 5 foot four.
Okay, so that's a lot of weight to be carrying on your frame.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. And how much do you weigh now?
77 to 79 kilos. I'm plateauing. I keep going up and down. But 77 to 79 kilos. This morning was 79. So
what is that in pounds? What's that about in pounds?
In pounds, that's about 174, 173.
Okay, that's good. So you're still on the right journey. You're still doing your thing, you know. I can actually see that, you know, that you really, you know, you really lost a lot of, you know, and it's funny. It's not really, and a good thing about it, it's not really a lot of weight that you lost, but you lost a lot of body fat. And we've talked about this before, Vince.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we talked about this. So this is really good. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So this is good because a lot of times we tend to focus on the scales. Everyone tends to focus on the scales. I need to lose 10 pounds. I need to lose 5 pounds. I need to lose 50 pounds. But what does 50 pounds look like? You know, it doesn't really matter. If you're losing the right type of weight, which is body fat, you may not lose a lot of weight per se on the scale. But once that body fat level starts to go down, then you can actually see is actually you lose inches and it looks really good.
Most definitely.
I think you lost hope. You know, you're thinking every day and you have to tell me, didn't you, not to get on the scale every day because you can be misled to believe that it's not working, I'm not doing it right. And but then you started seeing the difference in my clothes. And that's where I had to take the reward. I mean, my clothes are looser on me. I can fit into dresses I couldn't fit into. So even though I may not have hit the goal physical weight yet, I'm looking nearly where I want. Yeah, I'm looking the part.
Exactly. That is really the key. It's how your clothes fit. You know, that's what you want to judge your progress on. That's great. Really is. Now, did you learn through Orvel, did you learn about the alkaline and acidic foods?
Yes, I did. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, you're thinking, oh, I'm eating healthy because it's a fruit or a vegetable. And it was amazing to learn that obviously even some fruit, not so much the fruit, but they're off, you know, you have to understand what the foods are doing to you.
Yes.
Not just eat everything. So having a clear understanding of the acid and alkaline food, and obviously what, you know, alkaline, having your body in an optimum condition, which is to be alkaline, does for you, and disease, and you're preventing disease was really good. I think that was the crowning one for me, actually, getting my head around the acid alkaline concept.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, as we spoke about this before, Vince, I think once people can understand the acid and alkaline, you know, once you can understand that, grasp that, then, you know, the sky's the limit. Because that's the key. That's the key. Absolutely the key.
That's great. That's great. Now, what is your ideal goal, though, Cora? What are you looking to accomplish with your change in lifestyle?
I'm going to say I can truly say I've accomplished some of them already because I'm getting into some of those dresses. I'm a typical lady. Buy a dress and you know you can't fit into it, but you're still buying it anyway. So I'm now getting into some of the dresses I had in the wardrobes with tags that were still on them because they were like one, two sizes too small. So that's great. Right. And and I've, you know, got there's a couple more there. I'm like, can't wait to be able to fit into them. And but the actual health-wise, I've done a spin class. I went to a spin class when I was heavier, and I thought it was sinful. I didn't think anyone should have to put themselves through that pain. And now I've done a spin class, and I'm fine at the end of it. You know, could even do another class straight after. So, you know, that's another tick. I can do spin classes. I can run. I can walk for longer distances without being out of breath. But my goal in weight. Wait, I want to just be what I was when I first came to London, and that was 65 kilos, which is 143 pounds, something like that.
Yes. So,
Yeah, so it's not that far away. It's very attainable.
Yeah, it's very.
Oh, attainable. No, you're not.
Yeah, it's very attainable, and you probably even if you don't get to that particular weight,
yeah,
your body will look that way because since what you're doing now, since you've changed your whole eating habits and exercise, then your body's got to take kind of different form, a different shape. You know, so even though it may not, even if you don't reach that weight, you may reach that weight, but I don't think it really matters at this point.
Yeah.
Because as I say, you know, your whole body structure has changed and it's changing. So you may be a little bit more than that, or you may be the same. I can't really say, but you will be when you look in the mirror and when you put your clothes on, it's got to fit the way you want it to fit.
Yes. And, you know, I returned from, I'm actually in London at this moment, as you know, and I've returned from St. Lucia in September. And I was amazed by family members going, wow, when they saw me. And I kept thinking, why are they all acting like this? And I think also when you saw my photo for the first time on Facebook, I was one of those people, I never post a picture of myself.
Yeah.
And no one, they didn't recognize me. So
I didn't recognize you. I was telling Vince, I said, I didn't recognize. I was looking on the post and I saw a picture and people were commenting and I just didn't know who this person was.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't know until I see you saying thank you, you know, thank you from you. And I realized who he was, you know, so it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that really touched me.
that's amazing. And your family members were shocked.
Yeah, because I had stopped doing the photograph things. I just put pictures of little kittens on and, you know, the puppies, anything except me. Yeah. So it was nice.
Let me ask you a question, Coral. Now, the information, the knowledge that you have, now, will you be able to share that with your family?
I have already. I mean, I'm speaking to my sisters and, well, her daughter, actually, it was really sad. Her daughter called me, Selena called me into the kitchen. I said, you've been such a marvel to mom. She said, since you've been here, she's now getting up and she's doing juices and she's doing this. She's like, she's taken on board everything that I'm sharing. They all have everything I'm saying there, like the chia seeds, Orville, they just love the chia seeds.
Okay.
Chia seeds with granola for breakfast. And they're all commenting how much I get to share, going to the toilet so much more. And everyone's talking about, you know, the change in their bowel movements. The conversations are amazing that we're all having.
That's good. That's good. It's good to hear that. It really is. It makes me feel good because it makes me feel good that, you know, you're able to pass information on. And I always say, you know, information is not good only if you can pass it on. You know, it's pointless keeping all the information to yourself. So me passing on to you, now you're passing on to them and they'll pass it on to someone else. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's exactly. Really inspired me of how much good you can do by leading by example.
And basically you're a role model, and as a role model, you want to lead by example.
Yeah.
You know, people will follow you. But let's talk again about exercise. Now, you said you're doing a spin bike. You did a spin. Mm-hmm. Now, are you exercising on a regular basis?
Yes, exercise on a regular basis. It started off, I used to do the Sean T25 exercise DVD. Yeah, I used to do that. That's 20 minutes every morning. I have got a bit of a dodgy knee, and I've even found recipes, natural remedies that have really helped the knee. At least I think I'm associating it with the knee improvement. The turmeric and with the almond milk drinks. And I'm not getting the pain as much in my knee, so I know that I can start getting back into exercising. Since I've been here in the UK, my knee's started hurting a lot, but that's improving a lot now. But yeah, so the Sean T25 exercise, 20 minutes in the morning. Orville explained to me about the muscle groups. You know, you're not very good explaining this, Orville, but, you know, the muscle twitching from doing the high intensity impact training.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a fast. Yes. We spoke about this. We spoke about this a couple weeks ago. Yeah, yes. We spoke about this. Yeah. We did about high intensity interval training a couple of weeks ago. We talked about the different type of muscle fibers. So it's good that you remembered all this and taking it and actually using it.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't found here since I've been in the UK. I haven't started exercising on such a regular basis. I've been here, as I said, since September. But all the time I was in St. Lucia, I was first just working out on my own every morning with the T25, 20 minutes. And I really do feel like I'm in that class with him. And then I started actually going to the gym and doing spin classes, Pilates, a little bit of yoga. Yeah. And I walk a lot. Obviously, when you're in the Caribbean, you walk far and you're sweating anyway. So.
Nice, nice.
Very, very nice. That's excellent. But what were some of the challenges that you've been having, Coral, with maintaining this healthy lifestyle? Give us some an idea what challenges you've faced.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to lie. You know, I actually was surprised how easy it was once I'd given up the bread. As long as the bread wasn't in the house, that was fine. But it's when you go shopping and you see the crisps and everything on the shelves, you think, oh. I do have a little pang about having like a treat. So I'm glad all those miles away, he can't get me. So it's when you go shopping, and I think that's probably something you have to, it's all about self-control, not buying them. So if they're not in the house, everything is fine. But when they're in the house, you're going to eat them. So
yes,
that would be one of the challenges, and that's the major learn. Just don't buy it. Then another thing is when you're with people, remember, obviously, Orville, I'd already given up the meat when I started speaking to him. You know, I've already, you know, decided I wasn't going to eat meat anymore. But when you're with people, they just go on about, you're not, oh, that's not good for you. You've got to have a little bit of fish. And I was compromising myself, especially after I went to this, out for dinner, and they'd serve fish. They'd be like, oh, Coral, it's only fish. I just have a little bit. And I'm thinking, I was actually thinking, okay, this is what I'm pleasing them, am I? And you know, eventually I said, no, I really don't want the fish. There's no need for me to have that. Vegetables are fine. So that's another challenge, is just getting other people to accept your journey and accept your decisions.
Yeah, over time, you know, over time, and I'm sure they're probably, over time, I'm sure they're probably accepting it now because they actually can actually see the change. You know, so it is a journey, because I remember when I first started, you know, the way when I first started my journey, same thing happened, you know, people trying to tell you to do this and that's not, you know, you need to be eating this, you need to be eating that. But, you know, since I've been doing this for like 16 years and stuff like that, it's just basically they're the ones that's coming to me and asking me the questions. Yeah. You know, so it's just a matter of time. Yeah, I mean, you're in the early stages of what you're going through, when it's a journey, and the journey continues. So you just, you know, just don't get swayed by anyone and just decide, you know, if you want to do something, you do it. But, you know, but I know it can be a hassle with family members. You know, but that, you know, it's going to take a while, but they'll get used to it. They
will. But are you happy overall, Cora, with your progress?
Yeah. You know, I didn't even appreciate myself until, I'll be honest, until I came back in September and saw the reactions from family and friends. I didn't even realize I'd lost that. Yeah, I knew I'd lost the weight on the scales, but because I wasn't at my goal weight, I still wasn't appreciating it. So it wasn't until I saw the reactions from family and friends, and then I started realizing I do need to appreciate, you know, the journey where I'm at so far, and start enjoying it and embracing it. So, yes, I think I was taking it a little bit for granted when I was away from people who knew me from before.
Yes.
But I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying it because I know that I'm healthier. I feel fitter. You know, I mean, it's so amazing that not to wake up with that, you know, that tiredness that you used to have before. You don't want to get up in the morning. You don't want to do anything. I don't mind walking, and I know that might sound simple, but if you knew me, you'd know I hate walking anywhere. I've always parked the car right outside wherever I've got to go, or where does the bus go? Or, you know, I've got to be right on the doorstep of wherever I've got to be. I don't actually mind walking now, so I'm not tired.
Wow.
Lots of things.
All those benefits from changing the way you eat. Isn't that amazing?
My younger sister has stopped smoking, and she's taken on board everything that I'm saying. So
oh, great. That's great.
Yeah. She's 40 days. She hasn't had a cigarette.
Really? Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Now, you actually sent a picture to me, Orville forwarded to me, of you in that nice plum dress that you couldn't get into before, but now fits perfectly. How gratifying is that? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Right? That's good. I know you mentioned how you can fit into clothes you couldn't fit in before. That's just one of the many benefits of being healthy again. But what I want to say, Coral, is that I want to have you back on the program in a few weeks so we can chart your progress, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I want to have you back on the show so that my listeners can hear the progress you're making. You're doing very well. And obviously, your decision to reach out to Orville helped quite a bit. You've learned a lot.
A lot.
And that's great. So that's what we're going to do. I want to have you back on the show within the next 6 weeks to check in with you to see how you're making out, because I believe that you're going to get even closer to your goal because you've made up your mind to do it. And the mind controls the body. Matter of fact, I'm going to email you. I'm going to send you a copy of my book, 6 Weeks to a Flatter Stomach. It's an ebook. I'm going to email it to you. It has some of the information that, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to get that over to you so that you can just look at it and share it with your family and friends. And because there's some really good information in there about eating healthy and also the exercise that will give you some ideas of what to do. Because weight training is one of the best ways to help to get you towards your goal. So, Orville, do you have any questions for Coral?
No. I mean, she's basically covered everything that we, she's basically covered everything that she's done, and it's actually working. So, it's great. It's great, you know. And, that book will be very helpful that what Vince is going to send you. So,
So, on behalf of 6 Weeks of Fitness, Coral, I want to thank you for being on the program. We look forward to speaking with you in one of our upcoming episodes to follow up with you on your road to optimum health. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to another episode of 6 Weeks of Fitness. And don't forget, if you want to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Brooklyn Nets basketball game on November 30th, leave a review on iTunes. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.